And we're back here on Let's Get Local on this beautiful Saturday, first Saturday of April. Thanks for tuning in to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also, you might be catching the show on devilradio927.com, streamed live. And we've got a Facebook live stream going, too. We got that this week. We got everything happening here to try to bring this program about local businesses, local organizations to you. And help our community realize all the great stuff that's right here. We do bring in Executive Director Colin Murray now to give us a little insight. And Colin, you know, one thing I realized it hit me as I woke up this morning. This is the 14th show so far this year, and we never have really told the backstory or the origin story of Dane by Local. And I thought, we just kind of assumed everybody knew what Dane by Local was and how it happened. It's an organization that's been around a while, but it started from a very small group and turned into what it is today. So let's get into that today, Colin. Can you give people some insight into how Dane by Local, now going on, I think, 16 years in existence, right? Yep. How it started, who started it, and why?
Yeah, so 16 years ago, at that time, I was working at Isthmus Publishing, Isthmus Newspaper, in the sales department. And one of my clients was Sandy Torkelson from A Room of One's Own. And I ran into her down on State Street. And she said, I went to this meeting the other day. I don't know what it's quite all about, but you might want to go check it out. And I go, okay, well, I'll go to the meeting. It was over at Dardanelle's, which was on Monroe Street. It was a restaurant, very popular restaurant at the time, over on Monroe Street. And I walked in, and there were a number of notables from Madison that were in the room. There were about, I don't know, 15 people or so. Jim Bradley from Home Savings, the president of Home Savings. Orange from Orange Tree Imports. Sandy was there. There was also a couple of other people that I didn't know. One was Rick Brooks, who's with the University of Wisconsin at the time, a professor there. And also Josie Pardella, who worked for the Wisconsin Department of DNR at the time. And the two of them had actually come up with this idea of buying local. And wouldn't it be great if we could support the local businesses in Madison? There really isn't an organization that's watching out for them. And so they got some of these key leaders together in Madison and were brainstorming, how could we do this? And I wasn't quite sure, even after the second meeting, where this was all going or what was going to happen. But it's like, you know, I'll stick with it. There's the right people in the room, right? So that's really where it got started 16 years ago. And, you know, I blame Sandy for where I sit today. it's her fault that I'm executive director. She brought me into the fold, and here we are 16 years later with Dane by Local. So that's where it all got started.
Obviously, there's some stories along the way that I want to touch on. But what I was just thinking about, too, and how this kind of connects in my brain, and I think for so many things that are happening right now, is we've seen a lot of groups start up here recently due to social justice issues, due to equity, due to other things that have just been put right in our face here recently in the last year or so again. And I think about some of those new groups starting up. How do they do it? How do they find a way to success, to be impactful? And so that's why I wanted to tell the story of Dane by Local today, to show, look, it can start out as something that small and build into this incredible movement that has its place in our society, that makes it a little bit better place to be. And that's what Dane by Local has shown me. Now, Colin, I know there probably have been some challenges along the way. So to give those groups some encouragement in the inevitable challenges that they will face, tell us about a challenge or two that Dane by Local has had to overcome.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be challenges along the way. It's not a rosy path as you continue to grow and expand. You know, a couple of things that we've had challenges with in the past. One is financials, and just keeping the organization going financially. That's always been a challenge. And how do you find that balance? You know, a lot of our members, about 60% of our members, are 5 employees or less. These are small micro organizations. Many of them are based in their homes. You know, they don't have a lot of resources. And so we can't really, you know, expect them to be bringing hordes of cash to our organization, even though it's important to them. They just don't have those resources. So that's definitely been a challenge for us. And we've hopefully come up with some ways to make us more sustainable, and found some other resources out there. You know, membership is one source of income for us. The events that we do are really important. They bring in a source of revenue for us as well. Many of our members are very generous when it comes to donating services or products to us that we can use. That's a great way to help support us. And then we also go for grants and sponsorships out in the community. And so that's another way that we look for opportunities to support us financially. You know, with what's been taking place recently with Dane County and the grant program, that's definitely helped us as well. So, you know, there's a number of different ways that we've been able to deal with the financial challenges that are out there. So that's definitely been one thing. Another thing that happened back in 2008, 2009 is we grew really fast. I mean, exceptionally fast. When the economy fell apart back in 2008 and 2009, that's when we saw a massive increase. And it basically, it overwhelmed us. It was more than we could handle. We didn't have enough infrastructure in place. We didn't have the staff in place. It caught us totally off guard. You know, I thought we were going to shrink because of the economy, and it did just the opposite. And actually, we're seeing that happen now as well, that we're seeing increases in our membership during the challenges financially with the pandemic. And this time, I think we're in a much better place than we were the first time. We were half expecting to see these kind of increases, and we're you know, better prepared both as an organization and financially to deal with that.
Yeah, so be ready for those changes and opportunities that might come along. Be nimble. But I think one quick thing to point out about the events is it's, yeah, benefits the organization, but it also is a great way to highlight your members and get them more awareness and notoriety in the community by doing those things and collaborating together. So I know that that's all great. One other thing, Colin, before we go, we got just a little bit over a minute to cover this, but the importance of connections. Name by Local has made a lot of connections. Talk about that for groups that are getting started.
Yeah, so it definitely that's you know, all of what we're part of. And if you have a challenge as an organization and you want to connect with somebody else, sometimes you don't even know who you should be connecting with. You know, I'm happy to brainstorm with you. I'm happy to open those doors for you to make that connection. We did that just the other day with a nonprofit here in town and a major grocery store that probably 99% of your listeners here are familiar with. I made that connection, and they're working out a deal right now that's going to benefit both of them. You know, and that's really what it's all about, is making those connections, that collaboration. I'm happy to do that. Just reach out to me, and it's like, I'm stuck. I don't know where to go. I'm happy to try to help out or point you in a different direction to make things move forward again for you.
That's Colin Murray, Executive Director of Dane by Local. Colin, thanks for your time. Thanks for telling a little bit of the story. And stay well. We'll catch you again next week, okay?
Take care. Thank you.